This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Litchfield wins. They will play Hillsboro for the championship. Can you imagine that atmosphere tomorrow night if that's what we get? Carlinville wants to wreck the party here in their own dance. If the Cavvies win, we go to free throw percentage. And in that case, Bunker Hill is in a very, very good spot. It will be Wills to jump for Carlinville. Hires for the Purple Panthers. And here we go. Underway in the tap controlled by Hires, and the Purple Panthers will get it to start. On the right wing with McGill. And he lost it immediately, turned over, picked up by Siglock. He missed the layup, and the rebound is last touched by Litchfield. It'll stay with Carlinville. So baseline out of bounds for the Cavvies. It'll be to Bergey to trigger it in. Aiden looking right wing to Hart. Boy, Carnival had a tough time scoring the basketball last night. Just 32 points. You give up 34 and lose. That's a tough pill to swallow. David Suit said he did not sleep much at all last night. Here's DeBerzy on the left wing. Bounced it once, picked it up, leaves it in the corner for Wills. 18-footer baseline, yes, for Aaron Wills. So Carlinville on the board first. 7.5 minutes for the opening quarter. McGill leaves it in the front court for A.J. Odell. Odell, bounce pass across the head of the key. Carlinville in a 2-3 zone piece here. Of course, Litchfield, the zone team as well. And when they score, they'll throw on a pretty nasty press. Powell for three, missed it too strong out of the right corner. Offensive rebound, Hires. Odell will trigger, too strong. And the rebound picked up off the floor by Siglock for Carlinville. Here comes the ball press off the miss. Siglock, long pass front court, sailed out of bounds. This press has caused a lot of problems in this tournament for Litchfield's opponents. They get Powell on the point of it, and he is so athletic, has all sorts of spring. He's got two dunks in this tournament. Here's Odell, top of the key. Bounced it once, picked it up, leaves it now for Powell. Back to Odell, left wing to McGill. Victor, he's a dynamic, explosive player, fun to watch. Bounce pass across the head of the key to Odell. In the corner it goes to Powell, back to A.J., into the hands of Victor. McGill for three, too strong. Purple Panthers amped up here at the start. 6:35 for the opening quarter. Litchfield has had some dark, dark days, and you know these kids want nothing more than to play for the title tomorrow night. No seniors on the roster for Litchfield. Now they come with a trap. Hart steps through it, finds Wills, middle of the lane, off the window. It's good for Aaron Wills. Wills has all 4 points in the ballgame. 6:15 to play in the opening quarter. Here's Powell. One dribble. Pulls up 15 off the heel. Too strong. Rebound down to Siglock. Here comes Ethan racing into the front court. Gets it off to Hart in the right corner. Down on the block to Wills. Stolen by Dobrynek. Boy, that was great anticipation by Tate Dobrynek to come from behind and knock it away from Wills. And then coming up the floor, Powell is fouled. Be sideline trigger. For Litchfield, the foul goes on Siglock, his first. He got in foul trouble last night in their loss against Bunker Hill. Cavvies can ill afford to have him get in foul trouble again tonight. Powell dumps it on the block to Hires. He tried to put it on the deck, and Hart stripped it away. Second Litchfield turnover. And then they set up the press off the turnover, and Powell forces the turnover there on Hart as he shuffled his feet. You don't expect to see the press off of a live ball turnover like that. Baseline trigger for Dobrynek and Litchfield. And it goes to Odell. Quick trigger three. Missed it. Rebound tapped around. Dobrynek taps it. It's going to be out of bounds off of Tate. And it'll belong to Litchfield. 5:43 for the opening quarter. A 4-0 Carlinville lead. And it goes to Ethan Siglock. Powell and Odell come with the trap across the floor to Hart. Now into the front court with DeBerzy. Dumps it down to Duckles, right block. Mason fading, left it short. Rebound down to Bryce Hires. Hires, outlet to Powell. Lead pass to McGill. Victor McGill to the baseline. Kicks it out to Dobrynek. Pass was a little tall. Tate corrals. Rises from 15, missed it too strong. Rebound down to Siglock. Ethan wants to push. Ethan Siglock, he's going to be called for the offensive foul as A.J. Odell stepped in front, right in front of the Litchfield bench, and he got bowled over. Fourth Carlinville turnover, and for Siglock, that's his second personal foul. That is the last thing that David Suits wanted to see right there. That will get Matt Dunn up off the bench, the 6-foot sophomore. Less than 3 minutes in, Siglock with two personal fouls. Here's Powell on the right wing. The pass almost led him out of bounds. Could balance the tightrope that sideline. Here's McGill. Knifes through the double. Rises from 14 off the heel too strong. and the rebound down to Carthenville. All of Litchfield's misses have been off the back heel. Here's DeBerzy in the backcourt. The 1-2-2 press set up off the miss. Carthenville into the front court with DeBerzy. That pass in the high post intended for Wills, and we got a foul on Litchfield. First foul on the Purple Panthers. And it will go on Bryce Hyers. That's his first. Baseline out of bounds for the Cavvies. They'll line everybody up along the baseline. DeBerzy to throw in near corner to Duckles. Mason, little head fake, wants to attack. Picks up the bounce, leaves it now for John at the foul line. Left wing, Hart, three, almost banked it in. Rebound tapped around and picked up eventually by DeBerzy underneath. He's immediately doubled, kicks it to Wills. Corner pocket three, too strong. Duckles with an offensive rebound as he elevated over McGill. Had it poked away from behind, but went right to DeBerzy. He attacks, and he's blocked and fouled by DeBrinnick. Second team foul, first on Tate. And with 4:27 to play in the opening quarter, Litchfield still has not scored. Carson Sadahoff had come into the ballgame, the 6'1 sophomore. And at the table right now is Bryce Hyers. He'll check in after this toss, the free throw short. Hyers will replace DeBrinnick. 4-0, Carthenville leads. All 4 points courtesy of Aaron Wills. Second toss is good. Aiden gets one out of two. It's a 5-0 lead for Carthenville here as we approach the midway point of the opening quarter. Here's Keenan Powell on the left wing. Draws a double team off to McGill into the hands of Odell. Back to Victor. Left wing now with Powell. Keenan triggers three. Got it. Yes for Keenan Powell. That could get Litchfield settled down as we approach the halfway point of the opening quarter. 5-3 Carthenville as Litchfield trapping all over the floor. Here's Hart, stripped away by McGill, but Hart got it back, then lost the handle. Bounces on the sideline, turned it over. Fifth Carthenville turnover. And this Litchfield defense, they get after you. There are no free passes. Nothing easy when you're facing this Litchfield trapping zone. With 3:57 for the first quarter, we're going to get a mask timeout. It is Carthenville 5, Litchfield 3. Back to the Carthenville Holiday Tournament following these messages on WSMI. Out of the timeout, Litchfield has the basketball trailing 5-3. Here's McGill. Leaves it back for Powell. In the corner goes Odell. He'll tee up the three. Yes, for A.J. Odell. So back-to-back triples for Litchfield, and they lead now 6-5. Here comes the press. Powell in the point, Odell and McGill in the backcourt. Then you have Sadahoff and Hyers on the back end. There's a turnover, and we're going to get a whistle and foul. Is that going to go on Litchfield? It will. They were just a half step away from a fast break opportunity. Third team foul, the second, whistled against Bryce Hyers. So Hyers will check out, and Gavin Thimpson will check in, the 6-foot junior. DeBerzy gets it in the corner to Ryan Hart. Has it jarred loose by Sadahoff, and it'll stay with Carthenville. Just active hands, they get after you, do these Purple Panthers. It's an uncomfortable play. Here's DeBerzy throwing it in from the deep corner. Gets it out to Duckles near the volleyball spike line. Foul line to Wills. Had it stripped and stolen by Odell. Run out for Powell. And then great hustle by Dunn to get back and stop the fast break. Here's McGill off the Keenan. Open for three. Too strong. Rebound tapped around off the backboard. Picked up by Wills. And it'll go off to Matt Dunn. Into the hands of Hart. Right back to Dunn. Inside of 3 minutes for the opening quarter. He goes into Coffin corner, trap, turned it over, threw it away in the middle of the lane. Seventh Carthenville turnover. Here's Timpson. Leaves it for McGill at the foul line. Oh, nice back door. Odell off the window. It's good. Beautiful find from Victor McGill. And David Suits needs a timeout. 2:42 for the opening quarter. Litchfield on an 8-0 run. They lead Carthenville 8-5. You're listening to the 55th annual Carthenville Holiday Tournament on WSMI. To use a Clark Kellogg term, Litchfield has spurtability. 8-5 Purple Panthers on an 8-0 run, 2:40 to play in the opening quarter. Hart's going to be trapped in the Coffin corner, stolen by McGill. Stepped right in, up and down for the easy deuce. Carthenville keeps taking the ball into the corners. Litchfield comes with a quick trap. They try a cross-court pass, and the Purple Panthers pick it off. They got Litchfield spread out that time. They attack DeBerzy off the Wills for the easy deuce. Six for Aaron Wills. That's the thing with pressure. When you get past it, you have to attack when you got the numbers. Spinning Sadahoff at the foul line. Leaves it for Clayton Bishop, who's checked in, a 5'11 junior. No seniors for Litchfield on the roster. Here's McGill. Knifes through. Got himself caught in the air. Turned it over. Third Litchfield turnover. In the backcourt, Duckles. He leaves it for Hart. Lazy pass knocked out of there by Sadahoff. Stage side here at Carthenville. Long, lazy passes are ill-advised against this Litchfield defense. Tate DeBrinick will check in, and Carson Sadahoff will check out. But there's just a different feel to Litchfield right now. They got pep in their step, and they are talented with this sophomore group. Powell just takes it right away from Dunn. Keenan for the dunk. Oh, he got it. Threw it down with a little more mustard than his first two. Woo! Three games, three dunks for the sophomore. Carlinville comes right back. Dunn finds DeBerzy off the window. It's good. Three for Aiden DeBerzy. And that kid, Keenan Powell, is fun to watch now. Here comes Keenan, left elbow. Kicks it to McGill. Open for three. Yes. Victor McGill has five, and that is a dynamic duo for Litchfield, Powell and McGill. 65 seconds for the first quarter, 15-9 Litchfield. Here's DeBerzy. Leaves it off to Wills, right block. Aaron attacks and draws the foul. He went right into the chest of Tate DeBrinick, and that's Tate's second personal. Fourth team foul on Litchfield. You got two on DeBrinick, two on Hires. Deuces are wild for Litchfield. Victor McGill wears number two. Keenan Powell wears number 22. Free throw for Wills off the heel, too strong. Powell will check out. He's got a huge smile on his face as he comes to the bench. He'll get all sorts of high fives and congrats from the teammates. Three games, three dunks for Keenan here at the Carthenville Holiday Tournament. Wills missed both tosses, but DeBerzy tracks down the long rebound, and Carthenville will reset. Final minute, first quarter. Here's Siglock out at the volleyball spike line. Ethan picked up the bounce. He's in a little bit of trouble. Long cross-court pass to Hart. Almost led him out of bounds. He's able to maintain. Kicks. Siglock for three. Got it. Ethan Siglock back in the game with those two personal fouls. Knocks down the right wing triple. And that cuts the Litchfield lead in half. 15-12. Clock running. 33 seconds. First quarter. Here's Victor McGill on the left wing. Leaves it back now for Nate Fetter, who's checked in, a 5'9 junior. Into the hands of McGill, left side of the key. Wipes the bottom of his sneakers as he bounces the basketball. Crosses over on Wills. Dumps it back near midcourt. Federer able to track it down before it crossed the timeline. Leaves it off to Timpson. Back to Bishop. Clayton driving. Lost the handle, but he was fouled. No, called for traveling. Fourth turnover on Litchfield. 8.2 seconds for the opening quarter. Been an entertaining first 8 minutes. Full court press. DeBerzy into Siglock with five. Off to Hart. He comes to midcourt with three. Siglock, deep volleyball spike line. Good if it goes. No. And after 8 minutes of play, it is Litchfield 15, Carthenville 12. We're back with second quarter action following these messages on WSMI. Entertaining first 8 minutes. Litchfield leads 15-12. They hit three threes in the quarter, and Keenan Powell threw down a one-handed dunk. 15-12. Cavies get it to start. Hart for the tie. Missed it badly. And the rebound down to Wills. He puts it up and in. 8 points for Aaron Wills. 15-14 Carthenville. The Cavies have not been good from the foul line, so even if they win here tonight, they do not have a shot at the championship. Keenan for the answer. He was way too strong on that off the other side of the backboard. And the rebound down to Ethan Siglock for Carthenville. Carthenville wins here tonight. They will kick themselves for that game last night against Bunker Hill. Here's Wills. Got away with a step off the window. Missed it. Rebound to Berzy. Lots of contact. No whistle. McGill brings it out for Litchfield. Three on two. Victor pulls up. 12 feet. Got it. Seven for McGill. He is nasty in transition. 17-14. Litchfield with the lead. This Litchfield team overall in transition is dangerous. That pass tipped by McGill. Saved by Duckles, but he was on the sideline, turned it over. 10th Carthenville turnover. And these are not unforced Carthenville turnovers. Litchfield forcing each and every one of them with their pressure. 6:54 for the first half. Here's McGill, heart of the lane, kicks to Odell on the right wing. Bounce feeds the post, but he was way too wide. Out of bounds it goes. Fifth Purple Panther turnover. The Litchfield Sports Program, they have taken some lumps here over the last number of years. This basketball team trying to change the narrative. 6:35 for the first half. 17-14, Litchfield with the lead. Hillsborough already in the championship game. Wills pulls up from 14, hit on the release. He'll get two tosses. Hillsborough beat Wood River tonight, 63-56. That was a championship semifinal as both teams were 2-0 in pool play. Litchfield is in the title game if they win here tonight. Wills' free throw is good. 9 for Aaron Wills. And David Suits was telling me earlier today, as Aaron Wills goes, we go. Toss good. 10 points for Wills. He's got 10 of the Carlinville 16, a one-point Litchfield lead. Here's Powell, top of the key. Keenan Powell crossing over onto Bersey. Knocked away, but it went right to McGill. Victor gets to the foul line, cut off there. Carlinville is gone man-to-man now as Powell will rise from the foul line. Knock it down. Keenan Powell just pure off the right elbow. 19-16, Litchfield with the lead. 6 minutes, first half. Siglock picks up his dribble in the backcourt. He's trapped. Bounce pass away to Ryan Hart. Into the front court. They find Wills. Hart of the lane off the window. Oh, he missed it. Had a point-blank look and a little too strong off the window. Here comes Victor McGill for Litchfield. Spinning at the block, and he is going to be called for steps. He thought he was fouled. Clayton Bishop will check in, and A.J. Odell will get a breather. And that's the other thing about Litchfield now. They run 8 kids in, sometimes 9. Always fresh legs with this pressure defense. Powell and McGill rarely come off the floor. Siglock trapped right in front of the Carlinville bench. Pivots around, gets it away to Hart. He bounced it once, picked it up into the hands of Siglock across the timeline. Lazy bounce pass stolen easily by Litchfield. Here's Powell. Finger roll, missed it. And on the rebound, no whistle. All sorts of bodies on the deck, and it's going to be Carlinville ball. That was great hustle coming back for Carlinville. Did not catch the cavy, but they caught Powell and got their hand on the basketball to thwart the layup. Keenan wound up having to do a fadeaway finger roll from outside the paint. He was getting the steps timed up to throw it down again. 5:20 first half, 19-16. Powell tips that basketball but finds its way to Hart. Then Hart's pass is tipped by Bishop, picked off by McGill, and a foul on Carlinville. 12th cavy turnover. That's their third team foul as the personal goes on Aaron Wills. A three-point Litchfield lead as we approach the five-minute mark first half. Here's Powell, dribble handoff to McGill. Backdoor lob, yes, for Keenan Powell. Well, that's a beautiful play right there. The pass was right on the money from Victor, and Keenan knew what to do as he was up by the rim and laid it in. 5:03 for the first half of play. I remember, I don't know how many years ago this was, I was at a Litchfield football game, and we're talking about the struggles of Litchfield, and somebody from Litchfield told me, our fourth grade group is really, really good. This is that fourth grade group, this sophomore group here and now for Litchfield. And thus far, they are living up to the billing. 21-16. Hart picked up his dribble, throws backwards to Hart. Check that to Siglock. Now he bounced it once, picked it up, stripped by McGill, turned over. Here comes Victor. Attacks, left hand, no. Back tapped and corralled by Aiden DeBersey for Carlinville. Cavies have turned it over 13 times. Make it 14. Nope, they're going to get McGill with the foul. He came in for the strip on Siglock. That'll be Victor's first, team's sixth. Head coach Nick Gert comes over and gives McGill a clap and just says, hey, that's just fine, as he pats him on the chest. When you play the aggressive style they do, you're going to get some of those types of fouls and you live with them. Because the other side of the coin is live ball turnovers. Hart for three, left wing, left it short. Rebound down to Timpson for Litchfield. Here comes Gavin across the timeline. Check that. That's Bishop. He gets all the way to the rim. Lost it on the way up, but he was fouled. Fourth team foul on Carlinville. And they're going to get, Siglock gets his third. Oh, boy. Worst case scenario for the Carthenville Cavaliers here in the first half as Siglock picks up his third foul with 4:22 to play in the first half. That will get Matt Dunn up off the bench. He will check in after this first toss from Clayton Bishop. Free throw good. So in comes Dunn, out goes Siglock. We won't see him the rest of the first half. As Dave Suit stands hands on hips, you can just see the disgust in his body language. Second toss, good. Bishop gets the pair. 23-16 Litchfield. Here comes the full court pressure. To Bersey and Hart in the backcourt. Long pass in the front court to Hart. Dangerous cross-court pass corralled by To Bersey. He leaves it in the corner for Dunn. Back to Hart. Nice ball fake. Frees himself up for three. Too strong. Offensive rebound. Wills puts it up and in. A dozen for Aaron Wills. Halfway through quarter number two. A five-point Litchfield lead. A win for the Purple Panthers. They play Hillsboro for the championship. Here's Timpson. Rises. Nope. Missed it. And the rebound down to Carthenville and Matt Dunn. Off to Bersey into the hands of Duckles. Still not across the timeline yet, as now they are with a pass back to Duckles. Here's Mason, right wing. He's going to attack all the way. Count it, and the foul for Matt Dunn. No one stopped the ball, and he just had a strong, aggressive take off the right side. Got it to go with the English, and he'll have a chance for the old-fashioned three-point play. That foul on Bishop, his first. Team's seventh, so Carthenville shooting fouls the rest of the half. Free throw for Duckles, off the heel, too strong. Offensive rebound, Wills. He'll kick back out to Mason, and Carthenville can reset. They can tie with a three. Here's Dunn. High post feed to Wills on the baseline to Bersey. That's an air ball, way too strong, and the rebound down to Sadohoff for Litchfield. Here comes Victor McGill. Victor, what a nasty crossover. Rises, foul line, missed it. And the rebound down to Wills for Carthenville. Sadohoff was down behind the play, but Carthenville could not take advantage of the numbers. And they tried to find Bersey underneath, but it was too late as Sadohoff hustled back, jumped in front, and forced the turnover. Eventually knocked out by Carthenville, but off of the Cavies. That's great hustle from Carson Sadohoff. He was down on his back on one end line, sprints back, and gets the steal on the other end line. That will make Nick Gernt happy. 3:07 first half, Litchfield 23, Carthenville 20. You're listening to the 55th Annual Carthenville Holiday Tournament on WSMI. Tim Eyes, Gary Boker back here inside the big house on West Main at Carthenville. Final game of day number three, Litchfield leading Carthenville 23-20. If Litchfield wins, it's easy. They're in the championship against Hillsboro. If Carthenville wins, we'll have three teams at 2-1, and we will go to free throw percentage. And in that case, Bunker Hill very well could be in the driver's seat. 79% was the Minutemen's team free throw percentage for the tournament. Sadohoff comes up short from the left elbow. Picked up by Carthenville and Hart into the hands of Duckles. Mason Duckles turns the corner, attacks off the window. It's good. Strong move again for Mason Duckles. He's got 4 points as Litchfield comes back with Odell. His pass deflects off of Dobrynek, right to Powell. Here's A.J. He's run off the three-point line, drives baseline, floats it up and in. Nice move, A.J. Odell right there. So he had the one-hand floater from about 8 feet. 25-22 Litchfield. 2:10, first half. McGill stripped it. Powell picks it up. Here goes Keenan. He's hammered by Reinhart. And when you've thrown down the number of dunks Keenan Powell has, they are not going to let you get another one if they can help it at all. Takes a hard foul to stop a man from dunking. 2:08 for the first half. The foul on Hart, his first. Good foul, though. Free throw for Keenan is off the heel and down. For Keenan Powell, he's into double figures now with 10. Odell and Dobrynek will get breathers. Bishop and Timpson return for Litchfield. 26-22 Purple Panthers. Second toss for Keenan is no good. That one rattled out. And the rebound down to Carthenville and Aaron Wills. Here's Duckles. He goes backwards and nearly threw it away and now does throw it away. That's what pressure will do to you right there. Mason Duckles went the wrong way and then made a long cross-court pass that was too high and sailed out of bounds. Carlinville got a hand on it, but they couldn't keep themselves in play. The ball bounced off the end line. Inside of 2 minutes for the first half, a four-point Litchfield lead. Here's McGill on the left wing with Bishop. Clayton Bishop to the foul line. Nice slip by Timpson. Ball fake off the window. No good contest by Wills. Tipped up and in by Sadahoff. That was just like a volleyball tip right there. Now the pass, middle of the floor, way too tall. Sails into the backcourt, picked off by Litchfield. 16th Carthenville turnover. Here's McGill, leads for Bishop. Back to Victor now. 90 seconds for the half. Keenan Powell on the left wing. Powell, dribble drive, rises, 14, too strong. Rebound, tapped around, picked up off the floor by Wills. Now it's jarred loose, and Litchfield will pick it up at midcourt, and Nick Gernt will get the timeout. Great hustle from both sides. A minute 18 for the first half. A 28-22 Litchfield lead. We'll come back to Carthenville following this one message on WUSMI. Game of the day here at Carthenville. Boys pool play, Gillespie beat Staunton 46-44. Three lead changes in the final 20 seconds, and Cameron Link won it at the buzzer with one of the most contested wild threes you will ever see. He nailed it, and the party was on for the Miners. Litchfield with a six-point lead, 70 seconds for the first half. Here's McGill, leaves it for Odell, top of the key. Pressure man-to-man there from Matt Dunn. Odell strong with the ball, gets it off to Powell. Into the hands of Tate Dobrynek now. Back to McGill. Victor works opposite the ball screen. And we're going to get offensive on Victor McGill. That's a good job by Aiden DeBerzy to move his feet. And that's the second personal on Victor. Eighth team foul, and it will be the seventh turnover. Bishop will return. Timpson will return. And Victor's going to come off the floor along with Tate Dobrynek for the Purple Panthers. Exactly 1 minute to play, first half. A six-point Litchfield lead. They show the full court pressure. And David Suits coming out with a towel. We got some perspiration on the floor from where DeBerzy took that charge. I tell you what, David Suits, he's all-purpose, man. He's working that towel right there. And we're ready to roll now. He's just a calm character, David is. Here we go. Cavaliers off to Mason Duckles. He picks it up on the sideline. Bounce pass across the floor to Hart. Long, lazy pass to Duckles. Touch pass to Wills. Down to DeBerzy. Missed it with the left hand. Might have been contested in there or partially deflected, but Sadahoff can't handle it cleanly as he goes tumbling out of bounds. It'll belong to Carthenville with 45 seconds to play in the first half. Baseline out of bounds for Aiden DeBerzy. No one picked up Hart off the window. That's good. They lost sight of Ryan Hart. That's as easy can get. 28-24 Litchfield. 35 seconds for the half. Here's Timpson across the floor to Powell. Keenan, top of the key now on the bounce, brings it back at the volleyball spike line. Half a minute for the first half of play. Clayton Bishop leaves it back for A.J. Odell on the dribble. He will work some clock here between the circles into the hands of Timpson. In the right corner it goes to Bishop. 18 seconds for the half. Clayton will rise from 18. Missed it, no good. Rebound down to Aaron Wills. And Carthenville a chance for the final shot. Probably not the shot Litchfield was looking for there. That's one of those, if you make it, it's a great shot. Powell tips it. Duckles picks it up with three. Gets all the way to the rim. The layup is good for Mason Duckles at the horn. And there's a little bit of a momentum swing heading in to the break. Two quarters in the books. It is Litchfield 28, Carthenville 26. We'll come back with your halftime numbers following these messages on WUSMI. We'll have all the scores for you tomorrow morning. Spotlight on Sports at 7:30 here on FM 106.1 as tournament week is winding down. Some tournaments wrapping up tonight. They will all be done by tomorrow evening. We'll have our championship coverage here from Carthenville underway about 5:50 for the girls' tip at 6. The boys' championship will follow at 7:30. And, of course, we'll have the trophy presentations, all tournament team announcements after the conclusion of both title tilts. Litchfield gets it to start the second half up by two. Here's McGill on the right wing. Carthenville Man-to-man defense to start the half. They leave Odell free, way too strong on the triple, and the rebound down to Duckles. Mason wants the push, but has it picked from behind, as Coach Lofke would say, someone yell wolf. No one did. Here's McGill, pulls from 18, way too strong with the long rebound out to Odell. Powell now, left wing, thought about it. He'll take it, left it a little bit short. Back tap, goes right to Keenan Powell inside the paint. He'll kick it back out to Victor, and the Purple Panthers will reset. Two offensive rebounds on the sequence. Here's Dobrynek, right side of the key. Tate tries to get to the rim, lost it, got it back, shot no good, and the rebound down to Mason Duckles for the Cavaliers. And A.J. Odell going to be called for the reach-in. That will be his first. And, Gary, a lot of the Litchfield fouls are just like that, but when you, I mentioned in the first half, when you play the style that they play, you will take those types of fouls.
And the problem for the Cavaliers in practice, they cannot equate that kind of speed that they're playing against here tonight.
Yeah, you can't replicate it. Here's Taberzi across the timeline, leaves it across the floor for Hart. In the right corner it goes to Dunn. His entry pass to Wills, tipped around, picked up off the floor by Litchfield. 18th Carthenville turnover. Outlet to Powell. Keenan attacks, missed the layup. Tough angle there. Good job by Carthenville to get back and contest. No one scored here in the third quarter, 28-26. That was our halftime score. Litchfield with a two-point lead. Carthenville has the ball. Miscommunication right there as Hart threw it away as his man was cutting to the rim. He was throwing to the corner. McGill comes back with the left hand. Off the window, it's good for Victor. He has nine. He's good with either hand on the bounce or the shot. 6:20 for the third quarter. Cavaliers across the timeline with Taberzi. Back between the circles, leaves it for Duckles into the hands of Reinhart. Hart will leave it for Duckles in the left corner. Mason Duckles attacks, and that's going to be offensive. That was Bryce Heyer stood in and took the charge, and he was planted long enough, Carl, or Gary, he was about to grow some roots.
I just got promoted.
You did. I guess that's a promotion. I don't know. 6:07 for the third quarter. It is Litchfield 30, Carthenville 26. We'll come back to the 55th annual Carthenville Holiday Tournament on WSMI. Litchfield on the attack out of the timeout. They lead by four. Here's McGill on the left wing. Gets all the way to the rim, tried a wraparound pass, got it sent right back to him as Wills, great defense there, and it's going to be out of bounds off of Litchfield and belong to Carthenville. Kind of got himself caught in the air that time. Here comes the full court pressure. Powell on the point of it. Here's Duckles in the backcourt, sideline to Dunn. Carthenville not progressing quickly. Now one good pass up the floor to midcourt. Has Taberzi across the timeline. Right wing to Dunn. Down to Kai Williams, who's checked in, the 5'9 senior. Top of the key. Duckles tees it up, left it short. And a good strong rebound in there by Bryce Hyers, the 6-foot junior. McGill, lead pass to Odell. AJ, little ball fake, drives baseline, cut off. Top of the key now it goes to Hyers. Bryce Hyers back to Powell. Keenan will rise from 15, rattled out, no good. Hyers, offensive rebound. The putback is good for Bryce, spinning away his first bucket tonight. The lead is 6 for Litchfield, 32-26, inside of 5 minutes for the third quarter. Here's Duckles, gets it off to Taberzi. That pass is tipped, but Wills tracks it down at the left elbow. Back to Aiden. He'll fire for three. Got it. Aiden Taberzi knocks down the three ball. His 6th point of the game, first three ball, 32-29. The Litchfield lead is 3. They have the basketball, 4.5 minutes for the third quarter. McGill on the bounce between his legs out at the volleyball spike line. Gets a ball screen from Hyers. Wants to attack. Left hand again off the heel, though. Got his own miss back. Left elbow attacks, and he's fouled. No fear in that kid.
You know, it looks like to me the Cavaliers are getting a little bit winded. I think it's being pressing on them, trying to stay with the speed of the Purple Panthers.
Well, and that's the true benefit of a press like that, isn't it? Just it wears on you, and as the game goes on, the legs go away.
And you can see hands on hips as they stand there on the side of the lane.
Free throw for McGill. Good. And you look at Victor McGill, I don't think he gets tired.
Well, and the other thing with the Cavaliers is they really don't go that deep.
No.
Their rotation, you'd like to have 8 or 9, especially when you're playing against a pressing defense like this, and Cavaliers just don't have that on the bench.
Keenan Powell gets a breather as the second free throw is good for McGill. So on the floor you have Nate Fetters checked in along with McGill, Odell, Hyers, and Carson Sadahoff. Cavies break the pressure, then a bad pass, but Wills did a great job to Corral. It was behind him. He somehow picked it up and laid it up and in. 14 for Aaron Wills. Showed his athleticism right there. He was going towards the basket. The ball was going the other way as McGill comes right back, puts in the three ball. 14 for Victor McGill. 37-31, the lead is 6 for Litchfield inside of 4 minutes, third quarter. Here's Matt Dunn into the front court. Tried to cross over on Odell. A.J. poked it away. Dunn tracks it down to midcourt. To Bersey, nice touch pass. Wills missed it at the front of the rim, gets it back, missed it again straight on. Got to have those. Rebound down to Odell, pushing. McGill, oh, nice hesitation. Left-hand layup from the right side is good for Victor. He has 16. Litchfield getting Carthenville sped up as Dunn gets it off to Bersey. An 8-point Litchfield lead, 3:20 third quarter. Down to Wills off the right block, rattles it around, spins out, no good. And Aaron's saying, wait a minute, this is my home rim. What the heck's going on? 2-on-1, fast break. McGill, bounce pass, Odell, contact, and two free throws coming.
Wills is simply winded. His legs have left him. He needs a bit of a break, whether he can get it with a mask timeout or how it's going to be.
He's not going to get it in terms of a substitution, but here comes the mask timeout. Well timed. 3:10, third quarter. Carthenville trailing by 8. Litchfield leads it 39-31. You're listening to the 55th annual Carthenville Holiday Tournament on WSMI. So coming out of the mask timeout, A.J. Odell at the free throw line. The toss is good. You know, Powell and McGill, Gary, they get a lot of the headlines, but A.J. Odell, Tate Dobrynek, solid. Toss, good.
Good role players, and they can expand their role whenever needed.
And they're sophomores, too.
Yes. They just don't play like sophomores.
No, they don't. None of them do. 41-31, the lead has swelled to 10. 3:05 for the third quarter. It's Nate Fetter on the point of the press right now as Powell's getting a breather. In the backcourt with Dunn, cross-court pass into the front court with Tabersi now. Skips it right back across the floor to Dunn. Top of the key with Mason Duckles. Mason on the bounce. Out near midcourt, poked away but fouled by Fetter. That's Nate's first, team second. But on those types of fouls, you can see Nick Gernt's reaction. It's not frustration. He just claps and says, that's what we're looking for, because they're not going to call that foul every time, Gary.
Well, and the thing of it is, as you said, it's only the second foul of the second half, so they have played aggressive defense, not gotten in foul trouble as well.
And, you know, for all the tips that they get, they don't really do a lot of reaching. They do a good job of moving their feet, staying in front, forcing long, lazy passes, and then the reinforcements come in for the steal. Here's Wills, draws a crowd. Duckles open for a three, missed it, and on the rebound, Purple Panther wound up on the deck. And the Purple Panther, who wound up on the deck, gets whistled for the foul.
Coach
That's
Lofke,
Bryce Hires.
Coach Lofke used to say, five times if they call the foul on us twice and we get three turnovers, we got three extra possessions. We got plenty of fouls if we go nine deep.
That's it, and that's the Litchfield mentality, 100%. 41-31, Purple Panthers lead. Here's Hart at the top of the key, leaves it for Duckles. Mason Duckles to the elbow, kicks it in the corner for Ryan Hart. Off to Dunn, into the hands of Tabersi. Left corner now with Mason. 2:15 for the third quarter. He brings it out near midcourt, and again, the Litchfield defense forces Carthenville to retreat. In the corner with Matt Dunn. Skip pass to Hart, almost stolen by McGill. On the baseline, Tabersi. Little head fake, up and under, missed it. Tip to Hart, and he'll be at the free throw line for two.
I think that ball kind of surprised Hart. Came down too quickly. He took it up too quickly.
The fourth team foul on Litchfield, and I believe they're going to get Carson Sadahoff with this personal. It's his first. At the free throw line, Ryan Hart, 6'2 junior. Two shots here. First toss is no good, rattled out. Carthenville now just one out of six from the free throw line.
We're very fortunate the coach can't hear us talking like that.
That free throw rattles down for Hart. He has three. The lead is 9 for Litchfield. Here comes McGill. Gets all the way to the rim. Missed the layup. Sadhoff offensive rebound stripped out of there. Picked up off the floor by Duckles. He lost the handle, but it goes back into the hands of Tabersi. Here comes Carthenville. They've got some numbers. Duckles pushes, and he's fouled by Sadhoff.
It should have been a charge there if they had just set the defense. They knew he was coming in. There was no way he was going to put the brakes on, but they tried to fly by and get the block. Instead, they get the foul.
Gary Rose, I had a math fail when I was calculating my free throws in the second quarter. Carlinville was 2 out of 3, not 0 out of 1 in the second quarter.
Whoa, that's big news.
I know.
2 out of 3 for the quarter. We'll take that.
They've had their struggles at the free throw line in this tournament. And as you said last night, it didn't bite them in their win over Calhoun because the margin was big, but it sure bit them last night in that 2-point loss to Bunker Hill.
It also cost Coach Suit some sleeping time.
Yes, it did. Free throw is good for Duckles. Coaches lose a lot of sleep in those types of settings, don't they, Gary?
Amen to that. That's what the offseason's for.
Yes, there you go. Bishop checks in for Litchfield. Sadahoff out. 102 seconds, third quarter. Second free throw for Mason is no good. Offensive rebound, Wills. The putback is there. 16 for Aaron Wills. Winds up being a 3-point trip for Carlinville. The lead is down to 6. It was 10 moments ago. Here's Bishop on the dribble handoff. Back to Fetter now. Nate Fetter gives it for Bishop. And we got 3 seconds in the lane on Tate DeBrinnick. That will be the 9th Litchfield turnover with 85 seconds to play in the third quarter. Here comes Ethan Siglock. Picked up those 3 fouls in the first half.
You know, technically that is a 3-second call. But there's enough movement. There was no congestion in the lane. That's one of those I'd like to see him let him play along. Now, if a guy just camps in there, and if the mail comes to him, then it's time to give him violation.
Here's Siglock in the right corner. He gets it middle of the floor to Duckles. Left wing to Hart. Ryan Hart brings it back across the head of the key into the hands of Siglock now on the right wing. Here's Hart. Thought about a deep three. Instead returns it to Siglock. Ethan will trigger.
Oh.
Got it. Yes, for Ethan Siglock.
He was knocked on the seat of his pants. Looked over at the referee. That should have been a 4-point play.
Could have been a 4-point play. The lead is down to 3, a 7-0 run for the Cavaliers. Final minute, third quarter. Here's Victor McGill. Going to lob it down to DeBrinnick. Stolen by Siglock. Here comes Ethan. 38 seconds for the quarter. And Carlinville erased the entirety of this 10-point deficit before the end of the quarter.
Good
Siglock was trapped to midcourt, and David Suits gets a timeout. 31 and a half seconds for quarter number 3. Litchfield 41, Carlinville 38. We'll come back to Carlinville High School following these messages on WUSMI. A 3-point Litchfield lead. Carlinville working on a 7-0 run. Siglock in the backcourt. He will come across the timeline, met by Fetter in the Litchfield zone piece. Here's Hart. Across the floor to Duckles. That was a dangerous pass. Return pass to Hart on the left wing, top of the key, Siglock. Ethan back to Hart. Open for 3 in the tie. Missed it. Offensive rebound. Wills the putback.
Oh.
Missed it. Wow. Tapped around, picked up by Litchfield. They dodged one right there. Fetter with 5. He needs to hustle. McGill with 3. Checks the clock with 2. Rises. Good if it goes. No. Off the heel. Too strong. And 3 quarters in the books. As we head to the money quarter, it is Litchfield 41, Carlinville 38. Back to the 55th annual Carlinville Holiday Tournament following these messages. The foul line hurting Carlinville again tonight. Just 4 out of 10 from the charity stripe. Conversely, Litchfield 7 of 8. It's just a 3-point game. Litchfield with the lead. Carlinville gets the basketball to start the money quarter. They were down by 10 late in that third quarter. Closed on a 7-0 run. Could have been a 9-0 run. Had a point-blank look at the end of the quarter. Missed it. Here's Hart across the floor to Siglock. Ethan Siglock wisely pulled it up as Hires was waiting there to take the charge. Here's Hart in the left corner. Top of the key it goes to Duckles. Back to Hart. Open for 3 and the tie. Missed it. On the rebound, a great block out by McGill to keep Wills away from that basketball. Here comes Victor. In the right corner it goes to A.J. Odell. 7.5 minutes for the ball game. McGill spins baseline, hangs, got himself off the bottom of the backboard that time, goes to Powell. He'll trigger the 3, missed it, and the rebound down to Carlinville and Ryan Hartz. The Cavs another possession with a chance to tie. But a bad pass by Siglock, stolen by McGill, and he lays it up and in. Man, that was a heck of an athletic play by Victor McGill.
That ball was beyond him, and he reached back and got it.
That was impressive. I'm sure Siglock can't believe that McGill picked that off. 43-38, 19, check that, 20 turnovers on Carlinville. There's a dangerous pass, found its way home to Siglock. Litchfield forces you into those cross-court passes, Gary, and they've got defenders on the weak side just lying in wait. Siglock for 3, missed it. Offensive rebound, Wills, count it, and the foul for Aaron Wills. He has 18 and a foul shot coming.
As the Cavies go, as Wills goes, the Cavies go.
And he's gone for 18 tonight. Has him right in this ball game. 6:41 left. 43-40. The toss is no good. Rattled out. 4 of 11 from the foul line are the Cavaliers tonight. Even if they win because of their poor free throw percentage, they will not be in the championship game. It'll either be Litchfield or Bunker Hill. Purple Panthers are there with a win. They can take care of business themselves. Odell drives baseline, too strong on the floater, and the rebound down to Duckles. Another possession for Carthenville, down three. Hart almost lost his footing, gets it away to Duckles. Back to Siglock it goes now, as Ethan back out in the midcourt to Mason Duckles. Met there by Keenan Powell at the point of the Litchfield zone. Down to Wills, and he is fouled by DeBrinnick. Third personal on Tate DeBrinnick, and it'll be two free throws for Aaron Wills.
Coach Kimbrough is nowhere to be found, I know, but he would be proud of this 1-2-2 zone defense. Litchfield's playing it the Nokomis way.
They are playing it the Nokomis way. Free throw is good for Wills. He has 19. That ball press is reminiscent, too.
Yes.
6:02 to play. The lead is down to two. Toss, short, and the rebound going to be last touched by Litchfield. Two Purple Panthers fighting each other. Matt Dunn going to check in for the Cavies. Who's he going to replace? Mason Duckles.
Duckles has got to be given a break once in a while. He plays so hard all the time.
Baseline out of bounds for Carthenville. A two for the tie, a three for the lead. They were down 41-31 late in the third. Here's Hart, dangerous pass. He was trapped, turned it over. 20-second turnover. Here comes Powell, attacks. Layup is good. Boy, he just hung in the air seemingly forever. A dozen for Keenan Powell. 45-41 Litchfield, 5:40 to play ball game. Here's Dunn, gets it back to Siglock. Ethan Siglock picked up his dribble, now gets it across the timeline with the pass to Dunn. Matt Dunn dribbles right into the corner. Ill-advised, tipped, stolen. 23rd turnover. Here comes Tate DeBrinnick. Goes all the way. Siglock takes the charge. No, blocking foul on Ethan Siglock. That'll be his fourth. And Gary, it's amazing with pressure. Every coach says the same thing. Keep the ball in the middle of the floor. Pretend the volleyball line is a sideline. But every single time, right into the corner they go. And I'm not talking about Carthenville specifically. I'm talking about everybody who's ever played basketball.
And when that happens, bad things happen.
Bad things happen. DeBrinnick's free throw, good. Tate's first point of the night comes at the 5:24 mark of the ball game, 46-41. But I guarantee you, Nick Gernt is not worried about the points that Tate DeBrinnick scores.
I was going to say he's done so much more on the floor tonight other than just score points.
And they can all shoot foul shots, Gary. Odell will check out. Bishop will check in for Litchfield. I told Nick Gernt before the ball game, your team is fun to watch, man. The brand of basketball they play is exciting. Pressure all over the floor. 5:20 to play. Here's Siglock on the sideline. Gives it back to Duckles. Across the floor to Hart. Still in the backcourt. Now off to Siglock. He'll come across the timeline. On the bounce. Crossing over on Bishop. Drives baseline. DeBrinnick cuts him off. Escorts him right out of bounds. Tipped away by Sadahoff. They gave it to Litchfield, but that's going to be changed. Yes.
There was a situation. The underneath official was too close.
Yep.
It was right there in front of his nose. He got help from his other officials. End result, they got the call right.
No doubt about it. 47-41. Litchfield leads. Carthenville has the ball. Siglock open for three. Missed it. Rebound tapped around. Wills has it as he went over the top of McGill that time. Inside of 5 minutes to play. Here's Duckles trapped in the corner. Gets it away to Siglock. Out at the volleyball spike line extended. Across the floor to Reinhart. Hart bounce pass to Siglock. Ethan will tee it up. Off the heel, too strong. Another offensive rebound. Wills, the putback is short. And the rebound down to Keenan Powell. And a foul on Ryan Hart. That'll be the second on Hart with 4:38 to play in the ballgame. That is the fifth team foul on Carthenville.
This is the advantage of some of these fans setting up here high.
That's true.
You get away with saying a little bit more than you do on the front row.
4.5 minutes to play, a 6-point Litchfield lead. Here's Keenan Powell. Lost the dribble, gets it away to DeBrinnick on the right wing with McGill. Victor McGill into the triple threat position. Puts it on the deck, back to DeBrinnick now. Tate, back to Victor, open for three. Yes.
Oh, baby, that was pure for McGill. He has 21, and Nick Gurton wants a timeout. 4:12 to play in the ball game. Litchfield 50, Carthenville 41. You're listening to the 55th Annual Carthenville Holiday Tournament on WSMI.
Tim Mize, Gary Boker up top here at the Big House on West Main. 50-41, Litchfield with the lead. They will set up the ball press, 4:12 to play in the ball game. Here's Duckles, gets it in to Siglock. Met immediately by McGill. Hemmed in by Powell, gets it off to Duckles. Powell just does not reach in, Gary, moves his feet and just stays in front. Dangerous pass, knocked out by Hires, and he leaps up onto the stage. You could do that, right, Gary?
Three tries.
I got you.
One thing that I really enjoy about watching this Litchfield defense is how they move while the ball's in the air. They are to the place they want to be by the time the ball gets there. And that's the whole key on the defense. Anticipate, move while you have the opportunity. Don't wait until the pass got there and then go play defense.
If you're going to play a zone, you better be moving when the ball's in the air or you're going to get picked apart. And this Litchfield zone, as Gary said, knows how to move when the basketball is in the air. Timeout on the floor, 3:59 to play, a 9-point lead for Litchfield, 50-41. We'll come back to Carthenville High School following these messages on WSMI. This has been a fun ball game here tonight. Litchfield leading Carthenville 50-41. Cavaliers have the basketball in the backcourt. Duckles gets it off to Siglock. Ethan Siglock, that pass is tipped. Duckles picks it up off the deck, throws it middle of the floor, no one home, turned over. 24th turnover. Here's DeBrinnick. Leaves it for Victor McGill. He'll pull it out. Gets a ball screen from DeBrinnick. Tries to split through three defenders, draws a crowd off to Odell. Into the hands now of Keenan Powell on the left wing. Powell keeps the bounce alive. Now he picks it up. He'll find Victor McGill out at the volleyball spike line. Being picked up by Aiden Taberzi in the Cavy man-to-man defense. Victor taking his time, directs Hires to come and set a ball screen. Now he crosses over, creates space, three ball, rattled out, and the rebound down to Ethan Siglock for Carthenville. Litchfield sets up the press off the miss. Near midcourt with Hart now, still not across the timeline. Dangerous pass, tipped, stolen by McGill. 25th Carthenville turnover. He spun away from the baseline, attacks the rim, missed the layup though, and the rebound down to Aiden Taberzi. Litchfield has forced Carthenville into so many long cross-court passes tonight. Middle of the floor to Taberzi. Off it goes to Duckles. Mason Duckles spinning, attacking, counter, and the foul for Mason Duckles. He has 9. That'll stop the clock, 2:36 to play, and the lead is down to 7. Gary, I've always said, as an official, you know you're doing a good job if both groups of fans think you stink.
Yeah.
That's when you know you're having a good ball game. And these officials have had a good ball game here tonight.
Yeah, they've really stayed on top of it.
Tough being official. Tough job, but we need them. That was the 5th foul on Bryce Hires, 8th team foul. At the free throw line. Mason Duckles, old-fashioned three. Nope, off the heel. Offensive rebound, Wills. Lost it, saved by DeBrinnick. Right to the Purple Panthers. Here's Victor McGill. Pulls it out near midcourt, working on Taberzi. Goes behind his back on the right wing. He threw that away. That was just a lazy pass right there from Victor McGill. Threw it right into the Litchfield bench. 11th turnover. It was kind of a no-look pass, and I think he just misjudged where Tate DeBrinnick was at.
He looked at Coach, and Coach looked back at him. That's okay. Go get him.
2:15 to play in the ball game. A 7-point Litchfield lead. At midcourt with Siglock. Ethan wants to attack all the way to the rim. The layup rattled out. Offensive putback to Taberzi. Counted and the foul. 8 for Aiden Taberzi. The lead is down to 5.
Why does it not surprise me that Taberzi was the guy for the rebound?
Hard-nosed kid. 2:05 left. And Carlinville make a free throw. DeBerzy's toss, no good. Offensive rebound. Wills taps it around, gets it back, lays it up and in. That's a four-point trip for the Cavaliers. And just like that, the lead is down to three inside of 2 minutes to play. Victor McGill leaves it for Powell, off to DeBrinick. And if you're Litchfield, you can't lose your aggressiveness. McGill pulls for three. Got it. There you go. 24 for Victor McGill. And, Gary, this kid, just a sophomore, he's got the ice water in the veins.
No way to go.
But, you know, Gary, that's one of the, as I was just saying, you can't play not to lose.
Right.
And if you're Litchfield, that I think that's the type of, you have to take that shot.
When you feel the shot, you take the shot. That's a shooter's mode. And if you're coaching those kind of players, you have to instill that confidence in them. No shot's a bad shot. If you feel like you have your feet set, you're square to the basket, got a good look, let her fire.
103 seconds to play. Huge shot for Victor McGill. Litchfield leads 53-47. We're back to the Big House on West Main in Carthenville after this one message. Big shot. Victor McGill gets the lead back to 6 for Litchfield. He has 24 tonight, 17 of them here in the second half. Cavaliers get it in with DeBerzy. Powell all over Aiden. Back into the hands of Duckles. Mason Duckles still in the backcourt, middle of the floor to Wills. He got away with the travel. No, he didn't. 26 turnover. And, Gary, that right there is what pressure does.
Yes, indeed. The quickness, the anticipation, and Wills knew what he wanted to do. He just couldn't pull the trigger, and he slid that foot.
92 seconds to play. A 6-point Litchfield lead. DeBrinick back on the floor. Timpson out. So on the floor for Litchfield, you have Carson Sadahoff, Victor McGill, Keenan Powell, A.J. Odell, and Tate DeBrinick. For Carthenville, Aiden DeBerzy, Ryan Hart, Aaron Wills, Mason Duckles, and Matt Dunn.
Yeah, Siglock had to sit down. He has four fouls, so they can't afford to have him out there on defense.
McGill crossing over on DeBerzy. That got the Litchfield fans excited. 80 seconds to play, and a foul out front on Aiden. That's a tough cover when you get the Victor McGill assignment.
Only the 16 foul.
16 foul, so out of bounds, sideline for Litchfield. A minute 18 to play, 53-47 Litchfield. DeBrinick, dangerous pass, stolen by Wills. 12th turnover, that was a bad decision. 70 seconds left. Here's DeBerzy, off to Duckles. Mason Duckles, inside the three-point line, up top to Hart. Here's Dunn left wing. Matt Dunn leaves it right wing for Hart. In the corner for Duckles, wave it off. Oh, no. He made the three, but David Suits called the timeout.
He was calling to timeout strategically to try to get Siglock back in the game.
60 you know, seconds exactly to play.
And there's no way the kid would ever miss a shot when you've called the timeout.
Well, of course not. It'll work that way, Gary. 53-47. The three goes down, but the timeout called first. We'll come back to the 55th annual Carthenville Holiday Tournament following these messages on WSMI. Scores tomorrow morning, 7:30, Spotlight on Sports here on FM 106.1. And, Gary, it's been a fun day here at the 55th annual Carthenville Holiday Tournament.
And if anything, this is the icing on the cake, the way to end the day, isn't it?
It really is. Deep corner trigger for Carthenville in the front court. And it goes to DeBerzy. Siglock is back on the floor inside of a minute. Here's Duckles off to Siglock with 53 seconds. Here's Mason. Three ball left corner. Missed it. Rebound. Wills put back good. Aaron Wills has 23. And the lead is 4 for Litchfield. Clock running 40 seconds. And Mason Duckles with the reach in on Victor McGill. That's the 7th team foul. And Litchfield will be at the foul line for the one and bonus. 39 and a half seconds to play.
We talked about Wills and those legs failing him there for a while. But here the last three or four times down the floor, he's come up with some quality points in there, being in the right spot at the right time. What'd you say he's got, 23?
23, yeah, he's digging deep here in the money quarter. A win for Litchfield. They play for the championship against their Route 16 rivals from Hillsboro tomorrow night. Toss is good. Wow, that thing went around the world three times, hung for a moment, and then dropped down.
And then kissed the backboard one time just for
Man,
good measure.
Goodness gracious. Carnival's thinking, wait a minute, we're supposed to get the hometown bounces here. Shooter's touch always travels, though.
Wow.
Home or away. Toss. That one's no good. Rattled out. and the rebound down to Carthenville. A five-point Litchfield lead. Carthenville needs to go in a hurry. 33 seconds to play. The Litchfield pressure slowing their pursuit up the floor. Here's Hart off to Duckles into the hands of Siglock. 25 seconds to play. Hart, three, got to have it. Air ball. Rebound to the floor. Picked up by Taberzi. He missed it. And it's going to be last touch by Litchfield. 18.3 seconds to play.
Once again, Carlinville getting those offensive rebounds.
Gavin Timpson checks in for Litchfield. You think about Carlinville, Gary. They had so many opportunities last night against Bunker Hill. They haven't had quite as many of those types of opportunities tonight, but they've had their fair share, down by only five. They got to go quickly. Here's Siglock open for three. Yeah. Oh, nope. Air ball. And the rebound is out of bounds. You fooled me, Gary.
It looked good from here. I mean, it was lined up perfectly. Somebody opened the door.
10.9 seconds to play in the ball game. A five-point Litchfield lead. Carnville had a couple of looks there to cut it down to two. Clayton Bishop will check in, replacing Tate DeBrennick. The Litchfield fans rise as one. They can feel it right now. They have not had a lot of positive things to cheer about over the years in recent memory. And it goes to Odell. Back to McGill, just 7 seconds to play, and the foul is given by Siglock. That'll be his fifth. It'll send Victor McGill to the free throw line with just 6.2 seconds left. And, Gary, it's going to be Hillsborough and Litchfield for the Carthenville Holiday Tournament Championship.
If I were the Litchfield coach right now, I'd send the players back. Don't even get on the lane.
He must have heard you, Gary, because there they go.
Nothing good going to happen if you're up there now.
So McGill at the free throw line. He's 3 of 4 at the stripe tonight. Make it 4 of 5. He has 26 points. 19 of them here in the second half. Second toss is good. 27 for Victor McGill. It's all academic now. Here comes Wills. He'll pull for three. Missed it. And the Litchfield Purple Panthers will play for the championship tomorrow night. 56-49 the final. And Gary, coming into the season, if you would have told anybody that Litchfield was going to play for the championship at Christmas time, they wouldn't have believed you.
No way, but I guarantee you, after watching them play, the offense complements the defense, but the defense complements the offense as well.
56-49, Litchfield wins it. Hillsborough, Litchfield for the championship tomorrow night. Of course, we'll have it for you live at 7:30 here on WSMI FM 106.1. We'll take a break. We'll come back and wrap up day three of the 55th annual Carthenville Holiday Tournament following these messages on WSMI.